Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects of finding love for self. Today's topic is your place in the world. Today I was taking a walk and I was thinking about a poem. And essentially the poem is about walking your own path and the uniqueness within you that creates the path for your life. With this, I was thinking about the pressures to toe the line and walk on the paths that are given to us instead of creating our own. And how we need to go our own way sometimes. And the need to figure out our own wants and needs, as opposed to what everybody wants and needs for us to feed their own ego. It's time to figure out who we really are, what we're meant to be, what we're meant to do, what's our purpose. The first step for me was discovering my own personality to get a sense of who and what I am. My place in the world is a person who can find some deep understanding and also put a logical description of my own emotions and the people around me. Essentially, it started with me recognizing my own feelings and my own talents, as well as my own fears. And what I needed to do to conquer one over the other. To find my true place in the world. And not the place that people want to sit me in. To just be quiet and do whatever benefits them. Realizing what this is all for, this life thing. Why am I here? There is a reason for all of us. All of us have a reason to be here. And discovering your reason helps you discover your place in the world. It's not always easy if your inner voice has been drowned out by ego and manipulation. But you can find it. You can find it by realizing yourself, taking the time to listen to you instead of everyone else. It doesn't mean that other people don't have a place in you in your discovery, right? After all, you know, you're listening to me right now. But I'm talking about the ones that take you off your own trajectory that you see for yourself. The trajectory that you're being pulled to from some unknown source. And the energies that fight with you to take you away from that. That's what I'm talking about. Where is that energy taking you? How does it feel when it's connected to your own personal drives of where you want to be? It can be hard to decipher, especially for the people who really believe that they know our best interest. And to some extent, they probably do. But there's a inevitable decision that we ultimately have to make for ourselves, to choose the direction that is especially designed for you. What's your place? Where are you being pulled towards that you may not be able to grasp right now? It may be time to find out what it is if you don't know, and what it means for your life. How will it help your evolution? And not necessarily help the matrix. You may find some interesting discoveries once you attempt to delve. Or at the very least, see where it takes you. Thank you all for taking these few moments to listen to me. I greatly appreciate you. I would like to know, where do you believe your place in the world is? What purpose do you have? How are you attempting to not let the powers that be steer you outside of that. I'd love to hear from you. If you're ever so inclined, please email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. Please remember, this is not a replacement for therapy. Please seek a professional if there are mental health concerns. Otherwise, I wish you all peace, love, and joy. Always. Until next time.